Welcome to episode 535 of the Aka Minority Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Jesus Shuttlesworth, aka John Walsh, and I did not know what I was going to talk about in the beginning of this podcast episode, but then I had this dream, right? And I want to tell y'all about this dream. But first off, how was y'all weekend? Hope y'all had a great weekend. I had a 5-day weekend because PTO is the way to go. Anyway, it's getting warm outside. When it gets warm outside, I like to go for hikes and walks, and I've just spent so much time outside. Like, when it gets warm, you're going to catch me outside more than likely. I'm probably going to record this podcast outside at some point. But anyway, I've been thinking about hiking and where I'm going to hike this year and where I didn't go last year and where I plan on, like, making sure I get to this year. So I've been thinking about hiking a lot, right? So I had this dream. I was hiking. I don't know where I was, but it was a night. It had to be on the mountain. It had to be like up a mountain, but it wasn't Blood Mountain. It had to be another mountain because I know what Blood Mountain looked like. But this place was unrecognizable to me. But it was nice and beautiful. It was scenery. The grass was good. You know, I had the little grass out in the distance. So like you got like the trees and stuff. It was a beautiful view, right? So I'm walking down it, and my boot get like untied. So I stopped to tie my boot, and there was this couple behind me, and they stopped too. And I was like, that's whatever. So like these people passed by, and then the couple, I'm still tying my shoe. So I was like, oh yeah, I can go. They was like, oh nah, man, you taking too long to tie your shoe. Like, and I was like, what the hell? He was like, oh, cause we walking. He was like, we basically walking with you. And I was like, well, shit. I was like, well, okay, like I didn't know that we was walking together, but cool, because that does normally happen on trails. You make a lot, like if you are looking to make friends or you're just good looking to meet people along the way in life, nature walks are the way to go. Because you would if you go alone, I guarantee you walking out of there with a friend. You are definitely walking out of there with a friend, because walking in nature is fun. And then you just find somebody else. So you might find a group of people. I have met these two amazing women and her husband when I was my last hike. I think it was like Blood Mountain. When I was walking, I'm walking up the mountain by myself. I'm enjoying myself. I got my backpack on. I don't got no music playing. Like sometimes I just listen to nature. And I met these two amazing women. Like they was like going up the mountain, but you could tell they wanted to quit. But I was like behind them, just encouraging them. I was like, come on, let's go. And when they were to stop, I would stop too. And I was like, man, we're going to get up this mountain together. I was like, we're going to get up this mountain together. Like at this point, cause they was like, oh, you can go ahead and go. Cause it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, I don't want to set the pace. Cause then I feel like people behind me, like I got a rush or something like that. So I'm like, oh, take your time. I ain't got nowhere to go. I got all day. So that was funny. So that was two amazing people. I'm supposed to join like a Facebook hiking group they were telling me about, but I never joined it because once my Facebook and Instagram got deleted, I said, fuck that shit. I said, fuck it. But anyway, y'all know me. I'm going to tell y'all 50 million things if I get to the story. So anyway, I'm telling the couple, okay, cool, we can walk together, whatever. So then this white man is walking by. That's the point of the story. And he goes, and I kid you not, he goes, and I quote, because I remember this, and it was a dream. So y'all, before I say it, it was a dream. I'm not. This is not like this is literally a dream. He goes, oh, your hair looks really nappy today. First of all, who the fuck are you? Secondly, boy, what? And then he goes, can I touch it? And I go, and it's like, can I touch? And I'm like, no, you cannot. Cause I don't play that shit. Don't touch my hair. Don't touch my fucking hair. Like, your hair looks really nappy today. Can I touch it? No, what the fuck? Are you a hairstylist? And if you are, why the you ain't doing my hair in the fucking woods? And secondly, I'm not letting a white man just down my motherfucking hair. Anyway, so I go, no, but he still reaches his hands out to try to touch my hair. And when I tell you, I like hit his hand. Like I didn't smack his hand. I didn't like forcefully do it. I like pushed his hand away from my face. Like, nah, boy, like what the fuck? He was like, oh, I'm gonna be calling the cops. And I was like, well, they can come find me. They can come find me. And then in the dream, I just walked off, and the black dude and his girlfriend, They was like, yeah, we could be your witnesses. I was like, yeah, y'all sure they can. And also, I got a body cam on. I don't know why the fuck I got a body cam on. But I was like, I got a body cam on, so I got the whole thing. So I don't know. So I think my dream is telling me to get a GoPro for this summer so I could just be like, just in case some shit happens. I don't think, but not, I'm joking about that part. But I do, but I think my body was telling me in a weird, inadvertent way to get a GoPro this summer. That was the weirdest. I just thought of a commercial idea, but that was the weirdest GoPro. Fuck it, y'all can stay in a commercial. That's the weirdest Go, because I'm probably not going to make the commercial. That's the weirdest GoPro commercial ever. Like, hey, always keep a camera on you because you never know what could happen in the woods. You might see a bird. You might see a bear. You might encounter a racist. You might encounter a weird person that wants to touch your hair. And now this video got to be used as evidence to the cops that you did not assault this person. You just simply did not let them touch/assault you. That'll be a dope ass GoPro commercial. They're never gonna make that. But somebody listening out here gonna make it. Just credit me with it. Listen, if you beat me to it, just give my credit. But yeah, shout out to that dream. Speaking of on the run. Run for it. Can somebody please tell me what the fuck is going on with Diddy? Because apparently Diddy is on the run, allegedly on the run from the feds. Like the feds is on the hunt for Diddy, and like he's been on the run for like at this point about 3 days. He's been on the run for 3 days. Like some people were reporting that he turned himself in, but then they released him shortly after. But I don't know. I can't confirm or deny none of that because this ain't my business. I just love a good mess. I just love a good mess every now and then. Like I normally don't indulge in the messiness, but this shit is messy because Diddy is a messy person. Like Diddy has. Y'all should go listen to our Patreon. Y'all should go listen to our Patreon episode. I'm gonna put the link in the description of this bio of this podcast. Y'all should listen to our Patreon episode, cause then all this stuff I'm saying right now would just be so hilarious to y'all. But I'm not gonna talk about it on the podcast. You gotta go listen to the Treehouse, the Trust Tree podcast episodes that we put on Patreon, so you actually understand it. But Diddy, I don't know. Something about Diddy just, I don't know. I just thought it funny that he's on the run. And it's like, Diddy, what the fuck is going on with you, bro? Like, it's so much stuff coming out about Diddy. Again, I never worked with him. I turned down that motherfucking deal. Anyway, so I never work with Diddy, so I can't confirm or deny it. But it would be really interesting to see what actually the charges are or what they're talking to him about. Because for them to raid both your homes in LA and Miami, you had to do something, had to be done. They don't just do that for shits and giggles. Like they don't just do that for shits and giggles. So it'd be interesting to see what exactly is happening with Diddy, because he, again, that is crazy. I don't even want to talk about it. Cause one of the neighbors saying that he be allegedly busting girls in the middle of the night. So I don't know. So it's like at this point, the rumors and the lies and the truths are all just swirling around. You don't know what to believe, because people talk about the parties he be having and all this stuff. So it's like I don't know. I'm just crying laughing at 50 Cent. I don't know. I don't kind of, it's whatever. Yeah. Okay, let's get it, bro. anyway, yo, I can't transition for shit nowadays. Okay. Anyway, so every day, I always like to read about history. And one thing I did not know, and I will admit to y'all right now, is that I did not know that the Vietnam War went on for 19 years and 5 months. Like, whenever they talk about the Vietnam War, they always talk about the Vietnam War, but they talk about it in nuance, so they touch it and go, right? So I remember I was watching, what the fuck is that shit called? damn, what the fuck is this shit called? How the fuck? Somebody take my black card. Because the movie I was watching is the movie I love. And I don't know why the fuck I can't think of it right now. But somebody take my black card. Because it need to get taken. Right the fuck now. Just take my shit. Dead Presidents. Why the hell I couldn't think of the word Dead Presidents just then? I don't know, but I'm watching Dead Presidents, and I always watch Dead Presidents. But then sometime whenever I'm watching something, I like to just read about, like, certain events. So I was like, let me read about the Vietnam War. Because I never really truly, like, I'm being real with you right now. I never really truly read about the Vietnam War for, like, the standpoint. I just remember a lot of Americans did not want us to be in that war. It was like, we're fighting some bullshit. We need to bring our people home. I do remember they talk about people coming back, being fucked up and stuff like that. So I really was reading about the PTSD and the drug addictions and all the shit they have seen. That's what started me down the road. Because again, I love history. I love history. I truly do. But some stuff is like when wars and shit, the nuances of it, it escapes me. So I truly admit to that. So when I was reading it, when I was reading about it, listen... And what I'm about to tell y'all is about to be the reason why they never talk about this really in school. Because they never talk about this one in school. Because the Vietnam whooped our ass. When I tell you, we got our ass whooped by the Vietnam for 19 years and 5 months. That's some shit they brush under the rug and don't talk about. Like, the U.S. doesn't, like, to this day, the U.S. doesn't claim victory or defeat in the war. Like, our war record does not defect victory or defeat in that war. Because the Vietnam whooped our ass. So what happened was the French and the Viet Minh, they was fighting from 1946 to 1954. So this war was going on before us. We showed up in 1955. Now, by this time, the Viet Minh have been fighting the French. The French in all aspects is a bigger platoon than the Viet Minh. They're small. They're not small. Well, they are small. They are smaller in size, but they're also smaller in military artillery. So they was outnumbered right there. So the French thought it gonna be like an easy lick. We come through. We beat them up. We leave. Right. So from 1946 to 1954, they're fighting the French. By the time the U.S. shows up in 1955, the Viet Minh have developed a strategy that's so sick to this day it can never be duplicated. But to go to war with Vietnam, what is now considered Vietnam, would be suicidal on anybody's part. Because what the Viet Minh did was they created tunnels. But not like tunnels, like, and because in the movies, like when you watch Dead Presidents or you just watch The Wonder Years or what's the other one? This Is Us. If you really think about it, it actually never does depict the U.S. winning or it just shows people in the U.S. getting fucked up. Because in Dead Presidents, it do show That bulked out dude, he cut a Vietnamese man's head off and was carrying around and shit like that. But it just showed them having combat above ground. Like, it never showed them it never showed the true combat, because the true combat and what got you the U.S. ass beat is that they was playing with them on their own soil. So the Viet Minh, because they've been dealing with the French for so long, they knew how to take out the bigger opponent. They couldn't take them out with the tanks, the artillery, the ammo. So what they did was they built tunnels. Now these tunnels would be as deep as a house. I mean, these tunnels had entryways, outways. They eat, sleep, live, and entertain in these tunnels. Mind you, that's 19 years, 5 months. They live, eat, sleep, and fight in these tunnels. Like, they had some of the parts where, like, you'll basically, so the tunnel was like a tunnel. It was never, it was a, it, the tunnel was enough for you to crawl through with your flashlight, but it wasn't big enough for you to walk through. And they, and it was like a picture of a worm going through the dirt. Like a worm going through the dirt is going more zigzag and it's unpredictable. So when you're going through this tunnel, it's an unpredictable, it's an unpredictable maze of adventure, but like unpredictable maze of dangerous obstacles, not adventures, like a dangerous obstacles. Cause you'll come to a part in this tunnel where it's just you, cause the U.S. men, they were sending, the U.S. was sending, they would call them mole men. They would send them into the tunnels. And what would happen is they send these men into these tunnels. And what would happen is that when they send them into these tunnels, they would have to crawl. And you can either opt for a flashlight or a gun. Obviously, you're going to take your gun because the flashlight will do you no good. So they would opt for a flashlight or a gun because it wasn't because you couldn't have both in your hand. You needed a hand free. So basically, they're getting to these tunnels and they'll be crawling and it'll be like a Vietnamese man waiting for you. Bow. So they shooting first, you shooting first. So you had to shoot whenever you felt like you encountered trouble, you needed to shoot because it was shoot now, ask questions later. Shoot first, ask questions later type of shit. So what would happen is when you would shoot, sometimes you would shoot. It's nothing there. It's a dummy there. Like it's something you thought was a person there. Or the person you thought was there, they done ducked their head down and ducked off into another tunnel, another passageway in the tunnel. But what that would leave you with, for one, temporary loss of sight, ringing of eardrums, and sometimes it would cause the tunnel that you're in to collapse. So you would end up with a collapsing. So you would end up in a collapsing tunnel. You would end up with bombs being dropped on you. The tunnels was too deep to dig, so you couldn't get like a backhoe and just dig the tunnel out. Because again, they had sleeping quarters, entertaining quarters. They had spike traps. Like they had all kind of stuff in these tunnels. Like some of these tunnels were so cold, you'll be going down in a tunnel and you would look up. Like there was like the people that went inside these tunnels, you would look up. And a boulder would be coming down on you, like some Indiana Jones type shit. Like you're trying to go up. It's a boulder rushing at you. You're in a tunnel. You're crawling. So you would die from the boulder. Some of the tunnels, you'll be crawling and it'll lead you right to a snake pit. It'll lead you right to a spider pit. It will lead you. They would basically be leading you to your death. Like a lot of times, or you'll lead you right to a poison. Like they had water traps, they had spike traps. Like the Vietnam men were not playing. Like they were booby, like they would stay inside these tunnels at night. They would come out and booby trap the land. So if you even made it to the tunnel, it's no telling if you were going to make it inside of the tunnel to actually kill somebody. They just say to kill somebody, right? Because the tunnels were so far and deep and so intricate, it had so many intricacies in it, you was not really going to make it inside there and do any damage. That's why a lot of people, a lot of people was hollering just to get out of Vietnam because we shouldn't be fighting that war. But I don't think a lot of people actually knew what was going on there. They're going on in that war, which makes us being there even more detrimental because we lost a lot of people in a war we was never going to win. Like even looking back at it, even today, like even if you were to place them today with the technology we have now, you still would not be able to win that war because again, those tunnels played such a big fucking part. I think the Vietnam men, like their leader was like, for every one of us you kill, we could kill 10 of y'all and we're still gonna be out here. Like we was at a 10 to 1 odds, we was at a 10 deaths of us to one of them. So this war, like that was a crazy war, and it was just interesting to read about it. Cause it's like certain stuff you learn in school, but certain stuff you don't learn in school. And we talk about the Vietnam War and how none of us, and like how all the people that was alive didn't want us to be inside of it, and that was cool. I mean, that was like great. Like, fuck World War. What is it good for? Or whatever. But absolutely nothing. Say it again. War. Two. Good God. Yeah. But yeah, so it's like you learn about it. So yeah, I don't know. That was a little quick history lesson. I ain't not gonna get so in depth about it, but that was like a little quick history lesson about the Vietnam War. When you do get some time, you definitely should read about the Vietnam War, because it is a great read. It's crazy that it was 19 years and 5 months of a war that everybody was opposing. So we just stayed in that motherfucker for spite. Like, it's like, damn, it's crazy to see people die in vain, but it's even crazier to see them be set up. Cause it's like, we got no way to combat that. You had no, like, so shot to, I get props with props to do the Vietnamese men. They literally showed that you can be small and powerful, but you know what? They get it, bro. Y'all knew I was gonna talk about it. I was gonna record the podcast last week, but something said, hold off, hold on, hold the fuck up. Before you do any of that, please wait a minute. Wait a goddamn minute, because it's something around the corner that you really wanna see. I said, hold up. Wait a minute. It's something around the corner that you really want to see. Now, that sounds like a rapper. Now I'm going to try to rap, y'all. I promise. But yo, K-Dot, Kendrick Lamar done came through. Kendrick Lamar done came out of his tunnel and dropped the bomb. Courtesy of Future. Now, I don't know why Future and Drake is beefing, or if they are beefing, if they not beefing. I don't give a fuck. They ain't got no concern to me, because what they beefing over is probably, never mind. But anyway, but K-Dot came out, and this man, okay, backstory, my bad. Future and Metro Boomin just recently dropped an album. And I'm not really one to listen to Future music, but it's with Metro Boomin. So it's like, okay, this shit. Like, if I'm gonna listen to some Future music, I'm gonna listen to some Future Metro Boomin music, because Future Metro Boomin, they like that. They collaborations, they like that. I like Future Hendrix. I don't like Future Landrals. Like, it's a. So they dropped the album. We dropped the album. We don't trust whatever. Okay, cool. So the track list has no Future listings. So when you listen to like that, and it's something there's something from around that way. Then Kendrick Lamar come on, smile some. These niggas talking out their neck, don't put no coughing out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat. It's like, wait. You have to, like, it's like you perk up. You're like, oh shit, Kendrick on this. Oh shit, Kendrick aggressive. Oh shit, Kendrick is rapping. That plays a key part in this conversation we're about to have. Oh shit, Kendrick is rapping, right? So now you're sitting up and you're hearing it, and they're going, he going. Say yes, a lot of goofies with a check. I mean, I hope them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence. Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem. Niggas clicking up, but it may not be legit. No 40 water, tell him. Yeah, get up with me. Fuck sneak this, the first person shooter. I hope they came with three switches. I crash out like fuck rap. This Melly Mel if I had to. Got two T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up, lost too many soldiers not to play it safe. If he walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K. Think I won't drop the location. I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big three. Nigga, it's just big me. Nigga, boom. I'm really like that. And your best work is a light pack. Nigga, Prince outlived my Jack. Nigga, boom. For all your dogs getting buried. That's a K with all these nines. He gon' see Pet Cemetery, nigga. Okay, now listen. Man, Drake. J. Cole. Hey, J.I.D., if you listen to this, get this to J. Cole right the fuck now. Listen. Kendrick Lamar is coming out shooting. Like, let's talk about it. Because these niggas talking out their neck, don't put no coughing out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat. He literally came out swinging. First person shooter mode. We turn your song into a funeral. J. Cole. Jermaine. He coming out swinging. Don't pull no coffins out of your mat. I'm way too paranoid for a threat. Like, come on. Come on now. This verse is a direct response to first person shooter mode. This is a direct response to first person shooter mode. This is a direct response. But I laugh when he said it's a lot of goofies with a check. Like Kendrick, because when I was telling my friend, when it comes to Kendrick Lamar, this plays a part in the beef as well. When it comes to Kendrick Lamar is more Tupac than Jay-Z. And what I mean by that is Kendrick Lamar gives off his flow in a very poetic. Kendrick Lamar is very poetic in his raps, right? But he raps aggressively from time to time. So when he gets aggressive with the rap, certain shit get lost. It's a lot of goofies with a check. It's a triple entendre. The triple entendre comes from Drake's "All My Dogs," right? All my dogs. What is Goofy? A dog. I saw the people on TikTok now. I'm sorry, y'all. But for real though, because I'm just breaking down the metaphor. Anyway, it's a lot of goofies with a check. Goofy is a dog. Drake's "All My Dogs," and then with a check, it's a lot of goofies with a check. It's a lot of verified people with a check that are goofies, but also Drake is affiliated with Nike. Nike is checks. So it's like you're taking these subs at him right now. Say it's a lot of goofies with a check. I mean, aw. And then it's like, okay, I mean, all like Aubrey, whatever. I hope them simply meant symbolic. Need to my temperament. I choose violence. So it's like he's coming at y'all, right? He's coming at y'all, and the whole rap is about them. Then it's like, because at first he's like, okay, they clicking up. Okay, they clicking up. It's time to prove that I'm a problem, or whatever. Like he's going subtle with it. Then he gets to the point where he's in the middle of the rap. He goes, "Fuck sneak this and first person shooter mode. I hope they come with three switches." Cause the first part was sneak dissing. Then he goes, okay, fuck the sneak dissing. Right? Like, okay, fuck the sneak dissing. I crash out like fuck rap, dismantle if I had to. Like the rap, like it's like, so it's like I love this. Is what I'm getting at. Because Kendrick Lamar, when Kendrick Lamar raps, he raps in such an aggressive manner that you forget his part. When he raps in such this aggressive manner, you forget that if we're talking Big Three, it's not just, what do you say, if you talk a Big Three, nigga, it's just Big Me? No. Kendrick Lamar, if I had to rank y'all as far as like, if I had to rank J. Cole, Drake, and Kendrick as far as like rapping ability goes, Kendrick Lamar would be third. And I say that because Kendrick Lamar rapping ability is not on the level of J. Cole by any means possible. And I'm gonna be real with you. This is what we gonna get real. We're gonna get really real. This is rap talk. I don't know. Why the hell I got aggressive there? But I'm gonna be real with y'all. We talking straight up rap talk right now. This is for all us rap connoisseurs. This is not for you rap. This is not for you winos. And if y'all know what I'm talking about winos. As Bomani Jones would say, it's a lot of people that just listen to music and they on to the next one. Some of us are rap connoisseurs. So we sit with the music and we enjoy it. We'll talk about rap all fucking day. So this is for the rap connoisseurs right now. He said, if you walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K. Think I won't drop the location. I still got PTSD. Cause you know, J. Cole in his rap, he goes, "But I treat a ride through the hood like a hike in the woods, got a stick that I take with me." You saw the side effect of my dream? Anyway, Kendrick is taking shots at not only J. Cole, but Drake as well. But I want nigga, Prince outlived Mike Jack. I knew exactly what that one, because I'm a big Prince fan. I knew exactly what the fuck that one meant. That one made me jump up a little bit. I was like, oh shit, okay. Like he talking his shit. It's like nigga, Prince outlived Mike Jack. Because me personally, I think I said it, and I think that confirmed to me that he really believes. I'm gonna say confirmed to me. That what makes me think he knows that in the discussion about the Big Three, we consider him. to be the three. Because when you say Prince outlived Mike Jack, you're basically talking about the artistry. Because I love Prince. I love Prince more than Michael Jackson. But I also understand when it comes to like people, if they had to rank the two, most people are going to rank Michael Jackson higher than Prince because they're going just off of commercial success. Because Prince made more artistic music than Michael Jackson. That plays a part in this argument. Because Michael Jackson was making banger after banger after banger after banger. Prince could also do that. Prince chose to go the more artistic route. And J. Cole, so when you take J. Cole and Drake, it's mostly Drake he's talking about. Well, he's talking about Drake on that line because what Drake has the line, I'm one away from Mike. Nigga, this beat it. Beat that for, oh my God. Drake's verse on First Person Shooter Mode doesn't get talked about enough by how ass it is. It's ass, like it's just like it's bad. But anyway, so when he's talking about that, that's a double entendre. He's talking about Drake considers himself the Mike Jack of this shit. Kendrick Lamar is more Prince because, again, going back to the Drake. It's three. When it's three people in the beef, it's kind of hard to goddamn remember whose name is what. Kendrick raps more like Tupac than Jay-Z. What is that? Truthfully, you want to rhyme like Common Sense. I did 5 mil. Ain't been rhyming like Common Sense. When you got that much in common, go with what makes sense. I can't help the poor if I'm one of them, so I got rich and gave back. To me, that's a win-win. That's some Jay-Z shit. But anyway, so yeah, it's like, so Kendrick Lamar is more artistically valued in his records than Drake would be nowadays. So when he says, nigga, Prince outlived Mike Jack, nigga, aw, that's another Aubrey. But anyway, so he knows in this debate, we cannot bring up record sales, because when it comes to rap, I'm not bringing up record sales anyway, but he's like, nigga, I stay true to my artistry. You done fell in love with the money and the commercial success. So, nigga, we ain't the same. But again, this a hard one to put together because if I had to rank, but again, because again, if I'm just going purely off the rapping ability of what I think each of the three can do, it's going to go Cole, Drake, and then Kendrick. Because Kendrick cannot out-rap Drake if Drake, but the problem is Drake is not going to fucking rap, and that what scares me about the shit is that this nigga is at your front door, he is in your house, he is eating your food, and you're sitting here bullshitting. Like, you're scared to put your foot on his fucking neck. Like, there's no way you're going to keep on continuing to let this man talk to you like this. What I've got the one line. We said, I put that sensitive nigga back in his pajamas. Like, it's like, he keep on taking shots. At some point, you got to fold him up. And that's what I want to see. At some point, you got to be like, okay, I'm sick of this shit. But this is what Drake want to do. This is all Drake want to do.
Same way I want you to walk out of here feeling tonight about your fucking self.
No, Drake.
Because you know how I'm feeling? I got my fucking head up high, my back straight. I'm 10 fucking toes down in Florida or anywhere else I go. And I know that no matter what, there's not a nigga on this earth that can ever fuck with me in my life. And that's how I want you to walk out of here tonight. But in order to, you know, get yourself all gassed up, riled up, and move towards the future, sometimes you gotta acknowledge the mistakes that you made in the past, right? 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 So this is what I want you to do. Everybody.
Drake. That was the most strong look myself in the mirror. I am strong. I am beautiful. I am a black woman, and I ain't gonna take no... Drake, what the fuck are we doing? The beef is on, and you out here like, I'm gonna keep my head up high, and ain't nobody can tell me nothing. Forces! If you don't bar this nigga up, Drake, you are really a goofy with a check. It's fucked up because Kendrick Lamar is it. Because I want to say I'm not about to say nothing crazy, but it's like Kendrick Lamar is so diabolical because he knew him putting this out that we're going to do this, but he know Drake is not going to rap with him. He's been baiting Drake into rapping with him, and Drake won't do it. I don't know their beef, and I don't understand it. I don't know. It might be just on some rap shit. And it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, you know somebody, like, because this shit is strictly rap. Just to be clear, shit is strictly rap. So it's like, you know somebody won't do something, so you keep on fucking with them because it's funny type thing. And that's why I feel like it is a Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar keep on, like, ever since Kendrick Lamar dropped Control, it's like, oh, this nigga sensitive. Let's fuck with it. Let's see how sensitive he is. But it's like, dude, I need you to bar this nigga up. Bar this Drake. Bar Drake. You got the... And the funny thing is, Drake, you have the capabilities to bar this nigga up. It's not as... Like, I wouldn't... Like, it's one of the things where it's like I wouldn't send a nigga into war if you know a nigga can't fight. Nigga, this is a fight you can win. Because Kendrick Lamar rap... Kendrick Lamar... All Kendrick Lamar has is the aggressiveness in his voice. Drake, you can come with the lyrics. You can do some shit. I know you put out Dolphy. I know you put out the Pusha T diss. And then Pusha T came through and rocked your shit, but I'm gonna be the first to admit, I still listen to your diss, because it's a good diss. Pusha T just push your shit, but you still made back to back, and that shit was bumping. Like, this is me trying to gas the rappers up, because I want to see this so bad. But all jokes aside, and J.I.D., this part I want you to play for on J. Cole, bar Kendrick the fuck up. There's no way on God's green earth. This is the time when I would get talking loud like this, I'm like, I'm glad I don't live in an apartment, because I live in a house, because I would get kicked out of my apartment for that, all that loud talk I just did. But bar him the fuck up. It's no way you gonna get on a record and just keep on dissing me like no, you full on, like, just straight up diss me, nigga. Motherfucker, it talking about the big three, nigga. It's just big me. Nah, this is what you need to do. You need to text this nigga, aw. I text this nigga, aw. And then just bar this. I'll pick a beat and just bar this nigga. Because it's not if J. Cole is not the best rapper. J. Cole, you're literally at the top of the mountain right now. This is what I need you to do. I just need, come on. For us, all us rap niggas want y'all to bar this nigga. You can start the record with literally, I don't even want to do this, but let me do this shit. You can say, I don't want to do this, but G. You can literally start it with, I don't want to do this, but G. Sure, the word said do it, so I'm going to do it. So you could, like, laugh before you do it. Like, I want to see, because Kendrick is one of the things where it's like, I like Kendrick Lamar. I love Kendrick Lamar music. Under no circumstance do I feel, am I saying this with any animosity in my voice? I'm just saying, I like rap. So I like competition in rap. And this will be a good competition. Like, this is a good sparring session. Cause it's just purely rap. As far as I know, ain't no hidden animosity. Ain't no street shit. That what makes it best. Ain't no street shit involved. This is just niggas saying that they the best rapper on earth. And now you got to go out and show them that you the best rapper on earth. Because the little rapper think he the big rapper. And you the big rapper. We say, if everybody bit steppers, then fucking I'm cleaning off a plate. So it's like, you want to do it. You want to do it. So do it. That nigga said, for all my dogs getting buried, that's okay with all these nines. He gonna see Pet Cemetery. K-Dot is a cold motherfucker. Cause that's a bar. They gonna see all these dogs getting buried. That's okay with all these nines. He gonna see Pet Cemetery. Nigga, oh, nigga, boom. That is crazy. Like, that is a. I want him to respond. I want him to respond. I like rap. I already know I want Arbiter. I want rap. I want some rap, my boy. Because all this shit, all this on stage, I'm gonna keep my head up high. How y'all feeling tonight, dude? You sound defeated. You sound chicken shit. You know what I said? You sound chicken shit. I'm trying to instigate this motherfucker rap so bad. You sound scared. Don't you sound scared? Everybody just say, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You sound scared. You sound pussy. But to be clear, if it was like an actual beef and he was talking about fighting each other and shit, then I would definitely be like, nah, we shouldn't do it. I would condone that. But the fact that this is just straight up rap makes I feel comfortable saying, yo, just bar this nigga. Because you should just bar this nigga. Just bar this nigga. What are we doing? Why are we not barring this nigga? J. Cole, we need rap. I don't know. I'm just talking this for y'all. I need you to come out and rap, J. Cole. Do it for the veal. Nah, for real. I would love to see them respond. Will they respond? I don't honestly, if this has been conclusion, I really don't know if they're gonna respond. Cause J. Cole, I think whenever Kendrick Lamar says shit to J. Cole, I think J. Cole laughs because they're like friends and shit. But that what makes me want him to respond so badly. Cause it's like, you know that there's no beef. So it's like, bar this nigga up real quick, laugh about it, and go about your day. But the J. Cole, but the Drake, that nigga really don't like you. That's one of the things where it's like, nah, this nigga don't like you. Because this nigga keep on constantly dissing you. J. Cole, you're getting dissed because you said you're the best rapper. You're the best rapper out of the big three. And K-Dot feels that he's the best rapper out of the big three. But K-Dot, you are third. K, you scared. We all remember America Dreaming. And we all remember how hyped up we were to get that song. And we all remember what K-Dot did on that song, right? So I don't think, and that wasn't even J. Cole in current form. That was J. Cole then. Like J. Cole now. That's one thing I'm enjoying about rap is that when it gets the older they get, the better rapping they are. Like, it's like one of those things where it's like you never forget how to rap. It's like, are you still in touch with how to rap is the better question when you get older. So Jay-Z, I remember Jay-Z told, what is it, Roy or the Roy and Maul podcast? New Roy and Maul podcast. He told him, like, you know, I'm getting better with rap. I'm getting better. Like when they was talking or whatever, he said, I'm getting better at rap. And Roy was like, motherfucker, prove it, right? And then what was it? What's that song? What that song? Where? What's that song? Oh, never mind. What's beef? Well, Meek Mill came out and I was reminiscing on how hard that song is. So you got shit like that. So it's like you get better with time. And I'm still mad about this, Kendrick. American Dream, we gonna put, hold on. So look at this shit. I remember Jeezy was hyping the record up too. Like it was about to be a bar mitzvah on this bitch. Oh man. Two-time away. You see what I'm saying? Like, you see how he rapping, right? In case y'all have never heard this song, let me demonstrate what the best rapper in the game feels here. Let me describe what it's not no big deal, nigga. It's just beat me. Let me show you what he did on the phone. Here we go. Yeah, yeah.
if y'all in. Tell me if y'all in. I gotta eat. I gotta make money, wake money, wake. I gotta feast. I gotta rely on what is known to the traveling man. Set his own, got my Bible and my rifle in my hand. Oh, yeah. I gotta eat.
Scared. So don't tell me. Nah, don't tell me that. So you can't go, it's no big three, nigga, it's just big me. Nigga, when? Cause whenever it's time to rap, you conveniently don't rap. I'm just saying, y'all, I want y'all to be real with yourself. Y'all know them boys that be at the court talking that noise about how they the best team. Nobody can run them off the court. And then when somebody else show up, oh shit, I'm tired. I gotta go home. This, that, and the third. My homework, dude. Nigga, you a grown ass man. Look, my wife need me to go stop and get some pepper. Oh, get back. You go, Ben got no pepper, dog. You still get them on the way home. That child ain't had no pepper for the last 3 hours. The next 10 minutes ain't gonna make no damn difference. So it's like, you got certain people that they big and bad until big and bad show up. And J. Cole, big and bad. And Kendrick, swear he big and bad. But when it's time to rap with big and bad, you disappear. And I'm going to sing on this song real quick. Like, nah, you sound good. You sound so sweet. So sweet. You sound so sweet. But I that ain't what I want. Nigga, if I call Kendrick Lamar up for a verse, I don't want you singing, my boy. This ain't Mass Off. The fuck? Nah, but so So yeah, I need you, J. Cole, to go ahead and show him who the top of the food chain. Cause Kendrick, you're not Kendrick. I love you, Kendrick. I love your raps. I still like, oh, you worry about the credit that ain't for the call, bitch. Like, he got some good shit. He got Kendrick. Kendrick will come some poet. Kendrick is a aggressive. I consider Kendrick an aggressive poet. But dog, you don't want that J. Cole. J. Cole been Jesus Christ. Only person that can hang with J. Cole is 21 Savage, which is funny when you think about it. But only person that can hang with J. Cole is 21 Savage. Drake, you can get that Drake treatment. why did Drake put First Shooter Mode out? Like, let's start there. Like, what the fuck? Like, I can talk about this all day, y'all. I love rap, and I love rap, man. And I can talk about rap all fucking day, especially when it comes to rap. So if Drake put out a record, we do an emergency podcast episode, and that's gonna be the only thing we talk about that record. Hell of freeze over too. Anyway. If Drake put out a record, we'll talk about it. If Cole put out a record, we'll talk about it. If Kendrick continues to bar these niggas up, we're going to talk about that too. Because listen, what in the like, bro? Because that shit hurt my soul. I need Drake, where you at? Drake on tour, Drake out here. And I just want to let y'all know that no matter what nobody says, sticks and stones may hurt my bones, but words can never hurt me. Pope be a rapper from the six. Nah, but for real. I don't know now if I should end the podcast right here or talk about Willy Wonka.
I hate y'all. I do anything to replace y'all. Shout out to Face Mom. A ghetto boy till I'm unemployed with a day job and kicking boxes. I kick ass and then kick knowledge. I'm way more polished than 99% of the scholars you thought had graduated. I'm the master that masturbated on your favorite MC until the industry had wanted me assassinated. You either corny or an opportunist. I let you eat, now go back to church and still crack this at communion. What are we doing? I'm about to crack the Da Vinci Code. Yeah, and nothing been the same since they dropped Control and tucked the sense of the rapper back in his pajama clothes. Ha ha, jokes on you, high five. I'm bulletproof, your shots will never penetrate.